Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are doing well. Hopefully I set that up correctly for you. And the floor is yours. The stage is all yours. What do you got?
Well, I wanted to call in because, of course, I was getting texts from friends saying that Dawn says nobody knows who I am. And I wanted to talk about Dawn. I was a write-in for the 2021 campaign. I had to put together a grassroots campaign that took a lot of work to get me on a ballot for the general. And with all that work and hard effort and campaign donations and a lot of my own, I was able to win all three counties and have the most votes out of all of us in the election. So I do want to comment on that and say my constituents definitely know who I am. So
what are you running on? Can you tell us? I mean, what are you? You're running up against somebody who you're playing his game. He ran as the everyman, went door to door, and obviously beat Sweeney. So what are you running on? And tell us what issues are near and dear to your heart.
What I'm running on is that I sat back and watched the senator not stand up for Salem County. They have a defunct 911 system that should have been upgraded in 2002. This has been a big issue. It's one of the reasons why I decided to run for the assembly seat. The minute I got in my first budget session, I put in a budget resolution asking for $30 million out of one of the biggest budget surpluses that, that New Jersey has ever seen. And when I put the budget resolution, I did not gain support from the senator. That was a big disappointment to me. He let down 65,000 constituents in Salem County, but quite frankly, he let down the entire state. We house a nuclear power plant that, God forbid, something happened, trying to get out the information to alert people that could be an issue. They have calls dropping every day because they compete with two news media outlets pushing out their news, which causes the calls to drop. This was something that was not only important to me, but it was very important to our Salem County residents, and it was very disappointing that I didn't have the support of the senator. Also, too, broadband is another big issue in Salem County. That's something I've been working on with the commissioners on a day-to-day basis. We're talking about 2 years of lost learning for our students. That's something that I take very seriously. Kids in Salem and Cumberland and part of Gloucester didn't have access to broadband. So not only are they, you know, just as behind, but they're way more behind than other kids throughout the state.
Beth, one question for you from me, and it's going to be something I mentioned earlier in the show. Really, my takeaway and my question or questions were in regards to Mr. Durr not engaging in the debate. And I know it's not a new tactic or strategy by any stretch, but coming off of the midterms in 2022 in the fall, we saw many Democrats not engage in debates against Republicans on a variety of different stages in jurisdictions, in whether it was locally here, Fetterman versus Oz, to Arizona, you know, even going back to the 2020 presidential election where Joe Biden campaigned from his basement, didn't want to debate. I was a little surprised that Ed, obviously you're both Republicans, but I was surprised that Ed did not engage in the debate. What are your thoughts, or maybe, you know, get between his ears and try to figure out why is he not willing to oblige?
Well, quite frankly, I'm not surprised because he doesn't have his thumb on the pulse of what's going on in our district. I'm out there every day. I'm with our constituents. I'm meeting with commissioners. I'm meeting with mayors. I'm meeting with anyone who wants to sit down and talk with me. I've helped introduce bills that were written by people from towns. I engage in every type of event you can imagine, from Eagle Scout events to ribbon cuttings to hospital openings, and it takes a lot of time and effort. But when you're out there and you're engaging to that level, you're able to realize what are the concerns of the constituents. I mean, we just got hit with major school funding loss. The S2 bill is so defunct. And learning which districts got hit the most and then standing up and fighting for them, that's what's important. I think Mr. Durr is afraid to, you know, go one-on-one with me because he knows I am very well-versed on what the needs are for our constituents.
All right.
What do you say, real quick here, what do you say to the people who say that this is not a smart strategy, that this is dividing the GOP in New Jersey in a time when you guys really should be uniting?
Well, I sat back and watched what happened last year to in our Gloucester County Commissioner race. They took quotes off of Senator Durr and a commissioner's Facebook, and they sent out mailers looking at making it look like the candidates that were running made these very divisive and demeaning comments towards women.
And that was Adam Wingate, because we have a big audience. So that you're talking about Adam Wingate, correct?
Yes, Adam Wingate, Steve Pacaduni, Tom Naralesi. They took a quote off the senator's Facebook where he told women to keep their legs closed, and they put that next to their faces and sent it out, making it look like they're the ones who made that disparaging comment towards women. And I truly feel that that hurt us during the election.